two musicians from Germany are using robotic equipment to add sounds to their performances. The two-man band performs with a robot that can play several musical instruments at the same time. The robot can sound like a guitar, keyboard, drum, or other percussion instrument. When performing, members of the band provide many of the sounds, but others are controlled by a computer. Once connected to wires and set up, instruments such as a xylophone, drum, or cymbal can play on their own. Another instrument was created from a long, self-turning wooden stick that sits on top of a microphone stand. The stick contains long strings. They are tied on each end. The strings are connected to a small wooden ball. As the stick turns, the ball hits a block on the floor, creating a sound. The two-man band, called Yoasino, recently performed at the South by Southwest Conference and Music Festival in Austin, Texas. They describe their electronic sound as psychedelic machine music. "Actually, we call it a psychedelic robot orchestra," said Siko Beck, one of the creators of the group. "It's a combination of acoustic instruments, but also very trashy robot instruments," he added. "The computer can react to changes to voltage signals, so the robots are controlled by an electrical current," Beck explained. The group's other member, Nico Sirig, says playing in an experimental band with robots is not the same as playing in a traditional one. "It's a little bit different because you also have in mind that there are machines playing around you, so there's no reaction from them," he said. But Sirig said that in some ways, the robots actually help him improve his performance. "Since the self-playing instruments are programmed, he sometimes feels freer to center on what he is playing, and at times to even improvise." The musician says he can imagine similar technology having a greater influence on many different kinds of music in the future. "Technology is like a very important tool that even very often, it's also a very important part of inspiration," he said. But he also expressed hope that real music won't die. In addition to performing recently in Texas, Yoasino has been busy putting on shows in Europe and in Canada. The band hopes its high-tech music experiment will keep reaching new people and pleasing the ears of its fans. I'm Brian Lynn.